This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Colorado's high school dropout rate is currently 2.4%. That's the lowest it's been since 2002. While there's not one single factor that ensures academic success, education experts largely agree that early childhood literacy is one of the most accurate predictors of who will graduate. As part of our series, American Graduate, Let's Make It Happen, with Colorado Public Television, we're going to take a look at the Colorado READ Act, which helps young children develop their reading skills. Two of the people involved with the READ Act are Lieutenant Governor Joe Garcia, who helped create the bill and get it passed in 2012, and Lindsay Dolce with the Colorado Reading Corps, which gives struggling readers access to tutoring. Now, as a vocal proponent of early childhood literacy, Lieutenant Governor Garcia, why is it that reading by the end of third grade is such a critical marker of future success?
You know, the common axiom is that children up until grade three are learning to read, and after that, they're reading to learn, and that they can't keep up with even the fourth grade curriculum if they're not proficient readers.
What does the problem look like here in the state?
We know in Colorado about a little more than a fourth of all students leave third grade not reading at grade level. We know those kids tend to be low-income kids, minority kids, and English language learners. And we know that it contributes to the achievement gap and ultimately the degree attainment gap that we face in this state.
Now, the program starts with several yearly assessments for kids beginning in kindergarten and continuing through third grade. And if needed, individualized intervention plans are created and implemented. So is there funding for this through the READ Act?
One of the challenges for schools and districts and teachers in the past is that there weren't always dollars that followed new programs. This provided over $15 million that's allocated along with the school funding dollars to schools, or rather to districts, based on the number of kids they have who aren't reading at grade level. So the funding just came from the state general fund to provide those resources. And the resources, again, the dollars are intended to support the intervention strategies.
Garcia says when it comes to these intervention plans, there's a lot of flexibility for local school districts to use an approved program or develop their own, but any strategies must include specific components spelled out in the READ Act. Lindsay Dolce, one of those approved interventions is the Colorado Reading Corps. What can you tell me about the program?
It started here in Colorado in 2012. It's a great, great approach and model. It was a replication of a program that started in Minnesota in 2002. It utilizes AmeriCorps members serving in schools. They do interventions 5 days a week with students. Each day they spend 20 minutes one-on-one with each of the students that they serve. It really and truly does make a huge difference in terms of helping those struggling readers to move ahead.
Now, I know this isn't a statewide program. What areas are currently served?
In the Denver metro area, Jefferson County Schools, Adams 12 School District, Aurora Public Schools are the districts that participate. And then we also have a program with United Way of Larimer County, and they're serving the Thompson School District.
Lieutenant Governor Garcia, let me ask you, it's only been a couple of years since the program began, but how is it going so far? Are we making progress in Colorado?
Dramatic progress with the Reading Corps. What we see is that kids who are working with one of the tutors, and these are only kids who are assessed at reading below grade level, for those students, by the time they complete the program, they're reading at a higher level than their proficient peers. So they make dramatic improvements, and it's not a year-long program. They are in it for sometimes several weeks or a couple of months, but with the kind of individualized support they get, most of them end up reading proficiently or above grade level.
That was Colorado Lieutenant Governor Joe Garcia and Lindsay Dolce, Executive Director of Serve Colorado, talking about the Colorado READ Act. In addition to its assessment and improvement plan requirements, the Colorado READ Act also requires extensive reporting of student, school, and district-level data to the State Department of Education. Garcia says that data will help determine how effective it's been, which will help lawmakers determine whether to continue funding the program beyond 2017, when it will sunset.
This story is part of American Graduate, Let's Make It Happen, a public media initiative made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.